Now you're standing right in front of one of the hot bulb engines that were produced here in this factory. A lot of folks are under the misconception that this type of engine was invented here at Pythagoras. Well, it isn't so. The invention actually goes back to an American-English patent, and the idea started spreading sometime in the beginning of the 1900s. I'm told that something in the neighbourhood of 70 different workshops produced this type of engine in Sweden alone. The hot bulb engine, or crude oil engine as it was also known, is a very simple construction that works with many different types of fuel. As we say around here, everything that melts in a frying pan will do. Here in Sweden, fuel oil is what they use most, but I've heard of fishermen even using cod liver oil. And down in the tropics, well, they have coconut oil and palm tree oil. And in colder parts, the seal oil, and that works too. During the war, this type of engine could even go on shale oil and on distilled tar. At any rate, that's what's made these engines so popular. They're not only dependable and hardy, they're also cheap to run. We make a lot of boat engines here at Pythagoras, but also stationary ones. That would be for running things like electric generators, saws and thrashing mills, for instance. I can't help reflecting about the olden days. Fact is, people have forgotten how it was back then, when you only had water power, wind power and your own muscle power to rely on. The hot bulb engine opened up a whole new world for farmers, and for fishermen too for that matter. Imagine the difference, having a motorboat to get out to sea quick and easy to lay out those fishing nets, or having to sail or row to do the same thing. In fact, it's hard for me to imagine the archipelago out here without that familiar thump, thump, thump sound coming from those fishing boats. Well, admittedly, these engines aren't the fastest things in the world, but believe me, they're really powerful. All you have to do is get that blowtorch going and heat the bulb until it glows nice and red. Or, as the fishermen say, when the bulb's red, we're off and away!